Hey! This is going to be such a fun trip. Eastbound to down, rolling up in trucker. Like true story, real, you don't know this, but every time before, like when I left Georgia.
Yes.
This was the song, when I packed up my truck to move back up here, that's the first song that's playing.
Really?
Yes, and then the second song is by the Wu-Tang Clan called Daytona 500.
Because that's how fast you're going?
I didn't say that. But
yeah, I was thinking
But the song is called Daytona. Like, it's certain, like I have a playlist, a travel playlist.
Yeah.
And it's like a bunch of songs, but this is the song that starts the travel.
And it's become our unofficial or official yes. song on our bus trip to the Super Bowl when the Eagles
get there. So how many people will be on this bus?
Well, so this thing, I don't know if you know
they hijacked my trip, by the way.
Hugh had an idea that if the Eagles made the Super Bowl, him and Ike would drive there.
Yeah.
But we hijacked the idea, and now we want to take a bus trip of listeners.
I work with a bunch of bullies.
All the way to New Orleans.
Sounds awesome.
It sounds
one
amazing.
Toilet.
Yeah. We'll figure it out for you.
Oh, that's fine.
See,
I mean,
you can
hold it for some period of time. Yeah. It's a bus.
It turned into a
WIP event. A bus trip to New Orleans?
It turned into the filthy 50.
Hey, the filthy 50, yeah.
Have you guys ever taken a bus trip that far?
I took one from Philadelphia to North Carolina once.
Right. Oh, wow.
That's about
12 hours.
Yeah, that's not easy.
It's probably only half of the ride to get to New Orleans.
It sucked, and I was like 16. I still remember it.
I've gone Mechanicsburg to Orlando in a bus.
Okay. Oh,
I've gone Memphis to
when
Harrisburg.
When I'm walking in Memphis.
Memphis to Harrisburg was also, I don't know, long.
15 hours?
Many, many
Because you
hours.
Stop at every
Felt
stop.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like
Greyhound
you stop
stations.
At every little podunk town.
Yeah.
Like, you don't just go straight to where you're going. It's like a 20, like a regular 4-hour trip is like a 15.
See, I have a better idea. What
so
you should
if we,
do.
We could just not stop. We could take a bus or
whatever. Oh, look at
whatever.
John Wee. Are you going?
Yes.
John wants
I
on the
want
bus.
To. We'll get one. We'll
we only got one bathroom.
We don't
one
have to stop.
Dog.
We can go wherever we want.
Here was the
we
thought could, process. If we leave Friday evening, right yeah. after all our shows, but on the bye week before the Super Bowl, we'd get there by Monday to do our shows. Like, we'd have that whole weekend
how
to travel.
We, how would wow. we be when we got
no,
there?
You got to get an RV, and you lead the caravan of people.
Oh.
But you travel in an RV.
See, Hugh likes
I
that
love
idea.
This idea.
I love that
but
idea.
But that bus
I
is going to be rowdy. Idea. We want to be on the bus with the people.
Not after about 5 hours.
I do. I would like to be on the bus.
All right, John, we'll reserve your spot. All right, today we're broadcasting at Chickies and Pizza Southfield for Birds They Have, all to benefit the Travis Mannion Foundation. 50% of all crab fries purchased here today will go towards the Travis Mannion Foundation. Raffle tickets on site, including a 2024 Eagles trip from fans of Philly, Lane Johnson autographed merchandise, WIP studio sit-ins, and more. To enter, you must be on site. Come on down to Chickies and Peace today. Our 215-592-949. We'll get to your phone calls here in a second, debating whether this is truly now a Super Bowl or bus season, which would get us to New Orleans in a bus. But, guys, I want to play this for you because Darius Slay said something, kind of caught my attention. I'm wondering if we're all in this headspace or is this a little premature? Darius Slay comparing this year's team to the team that won it 2 years ago or won
hey,
the
last
NFC.
One for you. What's the difference between this year's Eagles team and the Eagles team that went to the Super Bowl?
I say this team is way a lot more, you know, balanced than the 2022 team because of the fact that, you know, if you are an Eagles player, the Eagles always been D-line driven. And, you know, the D-line really kind of, like, carries the team. They set the tone. I think this whole team here in 2024 is a team. The defense is a whole tone setter instead of just, like, the D-line. Even though we still command the D-line to set the tone because they are the front, but you can see it's kind of, like, more balanced. Not guys that sticking out with 15 sacks, 12 sacks, 13 sacks. You know, we had a year with at least 5-6 guys had over 10 sacks. So, you know, that's right now I think we got a guys that all contribute in a good way, and we all just playing together.
All right, so Slay says this is more balanced. Let me throw this at you, John Ritchie.
We got more playmakers on this defense.
We do.
It's collectively.
It is. Secondary. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You got
younger
two
secondary
segments. Yep. Like, if you divided it into three, you got the front, you got the mid, you know, the linebackers, and then you got the secondary. Mm-hmm. Then it makes sense that two out of three are better than what they were when we went to the Super Bowl.
Pass rush was better then.
Yes.
It was,
the front
we don't
was
have
better.
A Hassan Reddick. Yeah.
But what was totally screwed.
The secondary are improved.
Completely screwed in the Super Bowl, negated by the field.
I mean, slippery field.
You know,
it
you had,
everything.
What, 70 sacks? And then, you know, they employed motion against you and you were screwed against that secondary.
So who wins? 2022 Eagles play the 2024 Eagles? Because I think we'd agree across the board this defense is more balanced, right? That seemed like it makes sense. They have a better running back now than they did then. Offensive line is still very good.
This team can be better.
But there is one.
By the time Barkley.
We get to that point,
he's the X factor.
Yeah,
I think
the addition.
We can be better this year than 2022.
There is one element that's different, though.
And Vic Fangio.
Yeah, over Gannon. I like that. I like that one. Would we say Steichen and Moore are wash, or Steichen's better?
Steichen was better for Jalen, I think.
So well,
and
that
the
you,
second year of Steichen,
you led
is
me
better
to
than
that.
The first year
if
of Kellen Moore.
There is one thing different. The passing game was better 2 years ago.
Yeah,
it was better. Mm. Jalen was better. I mean, I don't
well,
know.
Well, maybe there's room for him to get better this season before we're postseason.
Well, that to me, that's the if they're going to get to the Super Bowl, Rhea, I feel like that's the missing piece. Over the next 2 months, the passing game needs to clean up the mistakes. That's
it. If you're going to go toe-to-toe with the Lions, you're going to have to.
Yes.
Just because of how much – it's astonishing how much they're scoring.
33 and a half a
game. That doesn't mean that you have to score through the air if the Lions score through the air.
Yeah, well, you run the game to slow them down. So I do agree with that. But if you get into a shootout, you know, I need to know that he can do it.
Yeah, I mean, Hugh, can the Eagles slow the game down and run it against Detroit? Yeah, but if the Lions jump out 14-0, we're going to have to throw the football. Like, that's my biggest concern right now, and maybe thing holding me back the most from saying Super Bowl or bust, is this passing game. Hugh, it just feels sometimes like it's hard for them to throw the ball, and it shouldn't be hard to throw the ball.
Well, it just seems like the passing game just is slow. I guess that's the best way to describe it. Cause I'm
slow
trying to
start.
Because I'm thinking about it, and it just feels like initially it's disjointed at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then as the game progresses, it starts to get more fluid, if that makes sense. Because
well,
we
you pump
about,
some runs in there, get the defense back on their heels.
We were talking
not
about
sure
it.
What's coming at them.
We were talking about it this morning, and it's hard to describe how I feel about this offense. And I think that's why it gives a lot of people anxiety. Because when you look at our offense compared to other teams' offense, it just feels like the first quarter, it feels like nobody knows what they exactly want to do.
Oh, there's more cursing done in the Delaware Valley.
Yeah, it's
in the first half of games than anything.
It's the biggest lock every Sunday.
Yeah, and it's like you scratch your head.
The Rams struggle to score, though, in the first quarter.
Yeah.
They've been outscored 43 points. Worse than the – I was shocked that there were so many worse
than
the
Well,
then
we better jump on them Sunday.
Yes.
Because obviously the rest of the game they can
score. Yeah, and I understand your apprehension about this team and not getting off to a fast start and talking about Detroit getting off to a 14-point lead. But I'm trying to think, who was the best defense that the Detroit Lions faced this year?
Minnesota.
Okay, we don't know. I don't have a measuring stick for us against that Minnesota defense.
What's the best defense we faced?
I would say
the Dallas had a decent line because
they started off well.
Yeah. Giants started off well.
They were pretty decent.
And the Commander, like they
Commodores were not
it,
bad.
It actually might be Green Bay.
It might.
You,
yeah, I was thinking back, but
it,
but and the Eagles should have scored 41 on them.
They should have. And when's the next time we're going to see a really big-time defense? Pittsburgh? Like, we might not really have this answer till we get to the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't think the Ravens have a great defense.
No, I feel like it's probably Pittsburgh.
And here's the thing is, you want to see the passing game. You want to see it Sunday night. They give up more explosive plays than anybody else in the NFL. So if you would like to see a preview of what you could get out of this passing game, Sunday night would be a really nice time to do it.
I agree with that. That's the one thing, because everything else they got going now. This defense has figured it out. Fangio's put his imprint on it. The young DBs, they just – and obviously the run game is excellent. They need to get the passing game going here, Hugh.
I will say this about this season, and that's why it's kind of hard to gauge what this Philadelphia Eagles team is because we look around the NFC, nobody's who we thought they were for the most part.
Except Detroit.
That's
it. Outside Detroit,
you
Minnesota.
You thought Green Bay was going to be better.
Minnesota.
Shocking.
Came out of nowhere. And it's like, wow, how do you measure? And then our defense.
Atlanta's been better than you thought.
The 49ers are worse
than
we thought.
And then on top of that, Rhea, we looked at our defense going into this season. And we were like, Vic Fangio is going to make a difference, but how much difference he's going to make? They've been much better, so much so that I know some idiot that was on the air for like weeks.
An idiot.
Talking about a stone-cold moron that was on the air for weeks talking about defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
Did you get rid of him?
I don't know. I think he still got a job.
We're trying.
But no, And now you're sitting there, you're thinking about it.
Does that mean you thought our defense was luxurious?
No, it's not.
But it's like you have to give them their props. And it starts and the reason why I feel like the defense has gotten better is when you put Cooper DeJean out there on the field.
It's amazing what a difference it's made.
In the secondary, and now everybody's
got to shut down in Quinyon, and you got Cooper who shut it down
physical.
In the slot.
So much so that when you watch him play, he's starting to make like simple tackles look easy.
Yeah.
Like they don't look. It doesn't look complicated for him.
Well, the one he made on Jamar Chase behind the scrimmage.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, Jamar Chase is impossible to take down, and he just took him out.
He's not a small guy.
The following week, he had, like, 228 yards, Jamar Chase. But against him, he had nothing.
It's incredible.
And Cooper's not a small guy.
No, he is not.
We get that, you know.
It's deceiving. You look at him because he's such a baby face. You think he's 12.
I really like the exciting whites. I really, really do.
I knew you would love the exciting whites.
Did you see the T-shirts? But
I like the internal rhyme there.
Exciting whites.
That's called assonance. Yes. That's like Eminem's really good at that.
That's what you are.
Assonance. Yes. Internal rhyme.
WIP is assonance. Let's go to the phone lines here. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
Jeff, what are you thinking, buddy?
Well, real quick, the key to the one bathroom in a bus thing is knowing where all the rest stops are. So
you just gotta plan it out.
You can hold it.
As a truck driver, I have them all listed on every highway that I get.
Very smart.
This is why we keep you around, Jeff, for logistics.
Yeah. How do you qualify as an exciting white? You just have to be white
and exciting. Yeah,
and exciting.
You're an exciting white.
I don't think I was exciting.
You're an interesting white.
John is an interesting white.
You're interesting.
There is a difference. You're right because I wasn't exciting.
You throw it his way,
and then it's like,
When your head was bleeding, it was exciting.
I guess, yeah.
Go ahead, Jeff.
We keep chipping away at this guy that's talking about defense as a luxury. He's still hanging in there, but.
That guy right there.
Man.
What a joke. I mean, that guy's
never going to learn.
Okay, so, Joe, when you say Super Bowl or bust, I initially said yes, but then Kyle talked me out of it. Because.
Badgering the witness.
That is a terrible producer.
No, he's a great producer because
Kyle's an idiot.
It's not Super Bowl this year or we're done. This team's got a 2 or 3, maybe even a 4 year window with the once they sign Saquon. I'm like, all right, we're definitely this is it. Like we should be going to the Super Bowl because as a competitor, you always think you're going to, but then halfway through the year, you realize you're not. Talented enough, but that's not this case.
Jeff, in the offense, you mentioned Saquon. There's not one player that they don't have under contract next year that's of note. Like, everybody's back next year. Now,
Zach Bond,
on the defensive side. Bond and Sweat are the two, and Milton Williams.
I wanted them to sign him to an extension mid-game
Bond.
last Thursday.
They can't let him get away. we can't do the roulette thing in linebacker again. Just re-sign. But for the most part, like, of their 22 starters, 19 are under contract next year, so they should have a run next year again.
And that's the surprise of this year to me is how good this defense has come together recently in the first 10 games or whatever. Like, I didn't expect them to be that good, but they are. And you don't have to worry about Fangio leaving after this year, I don't think.
Because he's old.
Not going to go to a head coach. Yeah, he's not going to.
I agree. Yeah,
he's Jim Johnson.
This feels like his last stop. Yeah.
Yes, that's why I'm saying it's not a bust, but I do expect them the way the league is laid out this year, the way everyone's playing. I do expect them to get to the Super Bowl, and I think they can beat the Lions. I can't see them not beating them. And you're right. I think
you've seen the Lions dominate. I mean, if the Lions get out in front of anybody, they can hurt you.
It
did help their opponents that their best pass rusher went down with a broken leg. But I don't know. You add Za'Darius Smith. He looks like
it'll
he's
be
fitting
interesting,
right
though,
in.
They did lose their linebacker. Is it Alvarone?
Anzalone.
But it's a broken arm, and he'll be back in six weeks.
Yeah, so when we see him. Yeah, they'll be back. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, guys, we do have Combo-Con here to set up.
Combo-Con!
Can we get to Combo-Con here, Kyle? Let's do it.
Combo-Con!
All right, so we have ComboCon. Today is your last day to qualify.
Last day.
It's the last one. Midday Show's Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway, sponsored by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. Jack Daniels, where you can find $3 off 750 milliliters of Black Label and $2 off Jack Flavors at your fine wine and good spirit stores. And Gerhard's Appliances, your Black Friday headquarters at the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years. So our grand prize, which you can qualify for today, listen to this, guys. I mean, this is incredible. Jack Daniels Yeti Cooler, Cornhole Set, and Giant Jenga, and a Gerhard Smoker and 55-inch TV. I keep saying we got, like, at least four regular season home games, maybe two or three postseason home games to go. So you'll get, be able to use this thing. It is a great, great giveaway. And we do it every day looking for a combination. So, guys, today we're looking for multi-talented people, people that had more than one significant talent. And, you know, we know one here at WIP that has, well, I mean, it's not just multi, it's like four talents. We have, what do we have here? I think we have an all-pro, an actor, a talk show host, and a singer. Let's hear some of this.
King drops the throw. And it's hit just as he let the ball go, or did he let it go?
I'll tell you, Hugh Douglas came from that backside and really unloaded on Sean King.
It's the Philadelphia Eagles ball.
The 25, the design rollout by Miller, going for Des White in a woefully underthrown pass. And Jim Miller is holding on to his right arm and shoulder as he comes off the field.
It's like Hugh Douglas driving Jim Miller into the ground.
You? What do you mean you're out of the deal? You told me you wanted to diversify.
Look here, Stanley. Why should Hugh Douglas get one bull for $100,000 when for that I can get a whole bunch of cows?
Exactly. Yeah, cows? What are you going to do with cows?
We like steak. Porterhouse.
The way that this team is playing right now, I mean, there's no doubt that defense is in a legit threat. I can't even get it out now.
I stay out too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people say.
Living in this big blue world with my head up and out of space. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. When I see Trump. Oh, I blew that part.
See, when I say multi-talented, I'm not kidding.
John Ritchie is hugging Hugh right now.
Do you feel accomplished, Kyle?
He sure. That's pretty feel, good. That was pretty good.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you for acknowledging my multi-talents that
the
I have.
The Jim Miller moments was one of my jump out of my chair
thank
moments.
Thank you very much, Rhea. And loved I just want to say it's been a long time coming. I've been working here for damn near 2 years, Joe, and it's about time that you've acknowledged how talented I am. And second of all,
did you guys know that Hugh was an actor? How about that acting you heard?
What
there?
Was
he was on Artist.
And second of all,
wow,
I found out that a half a cow is like $2,000. I'm trying to make that happen. I got to get a bigger freezer, but half a cow is $2,000. And I just want to say thank you. But that's what we're looking for today. Today is the absolute last day of ComboCon, so we need everybody to be creative. Come with some creative combos, man, or multifaceted individuals.
People with multi-talents.
Multi-talents.
I mean, not everyone needs to have four talents like Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
I mean, football,
no.
Acting, talk. Yes. Which one are you most proud of in that?
My acting, by far.
Yeah.
My acting.
I thought it was the singing.
My IMDb
is like actually
impossible
to tell that you were acting.
Yeah, because it was like just, did you, that's what I'm saying.
Seamless.
I try to tell Joe that
smooth.
On a day-to-day basis. But he
sorry,
don't.
Sorry,
partner. Because Hugh thinks he actually could have been an actor. I mean, like, full-time.
Listen.
Well, yeah.
I'm still waiting. I know that there's a bunch of agents here in the city. There's a lot of work to be had here in Philadelphia as far as movies are concerned.
Well, you need
still
to get that clip
that
to all anyone.
I'm still
sure
waiting on the call.
Sees that.
I'm still waiting
tape,
on the call.
Yeah.
Or hears it. I mean, just hearing it, I could tell it was really
I've been
good.
Here for 2 years, and it's just amazing to me, Rhea, that I haven't found an agent yet to represent me
it's
to get
the
me
beard.
Some of this work. Yeah, it, you think I need
it's,
to shave?
It's the beard.
It's part of it.
No, not shave. Trim down.
Trim down.
Yeah.
You know, Rhea, that's not the first time a woman has told
Yeah, go tell that. I see people telling Santa go trim down.
I have no doubt.
But Rhea, it's more.
That's a personal
it's more
choice.
Pointed. Like, what are you doing? Like, what is going on? I kind of like the.
I think men look attractive with facial hair, but
yeah,
that's
but
a little.
It's a lot.
It's
but.
A wild.
What? But.
It's
I think
a
men
wild.
Look attractive
Rhea,
with facial hair, but
I like
yours
wild
looks
look.
Bad.
No,
she just
I said
that.
It, I said it's a little wild.
Yeah, bad, wild, same thing. Let's go to Dom in Philly. What's up, Dom?
Hey, what's going on?
Dom,
what's going on?
What's up, buddy? What are you thinking?
Oh, not much. I was trying to tell Kyle every year is Super Bowl or bust, but according to him, it's not. Thought I was crazy.
Well, you are crazy.
Well,
there's something wrong with you, isn't there?
Crazy like a fox.
Dom, you can feel that, but like the years the Eagles were 3-13 when Hugh first got here, like that wasn't a Super Bowl or bust season, right?
Yeah, I could say at the start of every season, Super Bowl bust. Then you adjust from there. You 3-13, yeah, you know, you're kind of you can tell, but this year Super Bowl or bust.
All right, so you got a Super Bowl or bust, and I think a lot of people are starting to grow to that because they're playing so well. It's like wow, it's becoming this as the season goes. Now, did you go into the season feeling that way?
Oh yeah, this year yeah.
Yeah,
every year, the start of every year.
But what if they had a bad roster? You just would say it anyway.
Maybe it's the green goggles. I don't know. You know.
No, I think that could be part of it. But
that's just how I look at it.
Yeah, they're playing well enough right now that it's obviously justified. All right, Dom, what do you got for us to get qualified here for ComboCon and win a great qualifying prize today? A multi-talented individual. Who you got?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Leonardo da Vinci.
What an unbelievable answer.
That's a really good one. Are we start off with a guy?
Wait. So what was the?
I thought he was going to say Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well. What's his other talent?
Well, don't take all the big ones off the board, bro.
Hey, I do. This is what I do.
Wait, especially on the last and what else?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What
Leonardo
was his most
da Vinci?
Yeah, I said
he
I just
invented.
Asked.
Yeah,
okay.
Painting.
Well, just
sculpting.
Asking what were his other things?
He did attack. Like
really?
No, he did.
John's been really aggressive this morning.
Well, if you're going to call up with a thing, say what they did.
No, that's what I'm with you. I was
the medicine
the same
thing. I remember the guy with the with all the things going around.
Because the first person I thought Leonardo DiCaprio because he's a great actor and he dates younger women.
That's a talent.
It is.
That requires money.
Well, yeah.
Which comes from the acting. It feels like just one talent that he's capitalizing on there.
Yeah, when you put it in that perspective.
Money is a talent.
Money's a talent. Money does make life a little bit easier to live.
Did everyone see The Revenant where he got mauled by the bear?
No.
No.
Well, you know, that was just. No, well, they say in the movie. I mean, you know, and I'm going to talk around this so y'all got to follow me.
Uh-oh.
He was violated by the bear.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I wasn't ready
you
for that.
Just you just said you were going to talk around
you
it.
Didn't talk around
I didn't
it.
Talk that around was that not around.
Well, no.
That was like.
When I say violated, I guess that didn't leave it to Harper, to his mom.
As vagaries.
Because there's no talking around that.
Hugh, you need a timeout.
I feel.
I thought I did such a good job.
And
I
concerned.
I thought I navigated that one pretty good.
You're going to have a talk during
the
break.
You said it out loud.
I think we found out today that maybe those four talents Hugh has are the only ones that we got. All right, 215-592-9494.
All right, Rhea, thank you so much
for being here this hour. John Richards, next hour.
My pleasure.
We're going to be joined by Mike Quick and Seth Joyner. We'll continue the conversation. Is this a Super Bowl or bust season for the Eagles and ComboCon today? Multi-talented individuals. We're broadcasting live today at Chickies at Pete's in South Philly for Birds at the Half, all to benefit the Travis Mannion Foundation. 50% off all crab fries today. Soul, go to the Travis Mannion Foundation. Chickies at Pete's gift cards for the holidays, the perfect gift that always fits and always gets returned. Buy in person here today or online, chickiesatpete's.com. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Sports Radio 94 W.